My name is Dina Lawson, and I'm an artist, or a photo-based artist.
You told a couple really wonderful stories about images that you had worked on, and I was wondering if you'd be able to give us the narrative behind one of the images of your choosing.
We can talk about living room. So some of the photographs are preconceived ideas that I have that might even be sketched out. And one particular idea I had in mind was of a couple embracing. I was really interested in representing and showing affirmative black love and romance. And with this idea and this sketch in mind, I happened to be at a fashion show in my neighborhood in Bed-Stuy, and I saw one of the models walk down the runway who was just really captivating. She had really beautiful eyes and she was taller. And I just approached her and I said, you know, I'm an artist photographer, I'm not a fashion photographer. I would really love to use you for a project that I'm working on. And she gave me her number and I followed up with her and texted her the sketch that I had in mind. And I said it would be nude, and would you be do you have anyone in mind who you'd be comfortable with posing in this environment and embracing? And she said yes, and she knew someone, and she texted me a picture right away of Yate, who was the male subject. And he was actually really beautiful, almost too beautiful. But then the thought that she desired or she had an attraction and she would feel comfortable with this particular subject, I decided to just go for it. And so we organized the shoot, and beforehand I asked her to text me pictures of her apartment. And when I saw her living room, I said, don't move anything. There were boxes, everything was apparently she had just moved in her apartment a month ago. And I told her not to touch or move anything, to leave it as it was. And the day before the shoot, we met at a nail salon. I wanted her to have these like extra long claw-like nails. I've always been fascinated by women who could wear these super long nails, and I also felt that they were like a visual metaphor of like claws and ownership. And so we met at the nail salon and we had them painted purple. And then the next day we did the photo shoot. I did a test shot, and there was actually an open window behind the subjects, which didn't have the mood I wanted. So I asked her if she had a curtain, and she found a curtain, but we didn't have a rod. So we just began duct taping the curtain on the wall. And initially I thought we would crop that part out, but when I saw it on the negatives, I said, this is absolutely so much a part of the work. This duct tape, you know, is a metaphor for like making things work. You know, nothing is perfect in life, and you know, relationships aren't perfect, but you have to make it work. And so that's the backstory behind Living Room.
Your work is often talked about in terms of the intimacy that's kind of created between you and the subject, or the viewer and the work itself. And I'm interested why you think that, one, people pick up on that pretty quickly, and two, why that's important for our work to be able to capture.
I have gravitated towards photographing indoors in people's homes because I feel like the home is a site of power. Particularly, you know, we live in a country where historically black women haven't had access to institutional power in the same way, but the one, you know, certain places they have had power, which is our home and churches and other like community environments. And so to me, like the intimate space, the living room, the bedroom, the kitchen is a realm that, you know, I feel like black females in particular kind of can claim ownership. It's also a sanctuary, you know, a site of peace. And I guess I wanted to, I want the subjects to feel really comfortable when we're having this exchange. I don't work with anyone. Usually I'm completely by myself when I'm photographing because I don't want to be interrupted by having an assistant with me. I want that direct gaze, that direct eye contact between myself and the subject, or the camera and the subject, and also with later on the viewer and the subject, because to me the direct gaze is about making a statement that, you know, I know that I'm being looked at and I'm looking back at you. And to me that gaze is, the direct gaze is another side of power and confidence in oneself and in the body.
So in this piece, Living Room, you know, you've kind of created this specific tableau or this specific portrait. What was their kind of reaction to you being in their home and telling them to stand a certain way or have their nails done or things like that?
I mean, it's actually kind of natural. Also, too, she has a son. I remember she had a son who was like 5 years old, and we had to keep him in the back room while we were setting up. And I think initially, because actually the two subjects, they're not really a couple. I think if anything, initially it was like, okay, how do we pose, or how can you guys like warm up to each other to make it appear natural? But other than that, it kind of happened naturally. Maybe also because I'm a woman too, a female photographer who also has kids and a family. I think perhaps, I hope subjects feel comfortable enough to let, you know, their guard down in that moment.
And it sounds like in order to actually do this work, there has to be this really strong, if quick, bond of trust. How do you cultivate that trust?
I think I'm so honored when a subject decides to actually follow through with a photo shoot, because to be honest, like I might, many subjects might say no initially, or they might say yes and then not follow up. But then the subjects who do follow up and who do, you know, bestow that sense of trust on me, I think is kind of really amazing. Perhaps also they might intuit that the way that they'll be represented is actually quite powerful. And like, I think what it is that perhaps the subject understands that when I look at you and I choose you to say like, I want to photograph you, I think you would be perfect for this shot or for this idea that I want to convey. I think they believe that, which I think is actually true. Like, I actually feel like they would be like the perfect vehicle or vessel for a particular topic that I'm trying to represent. So I think it's maybe a part of being seen and that being empowering, and also what the image that they are represented in might be suggestive of, or how it could be representative of so much more beyond just the immediate photograph.